Sim, não. Yo, welcome back, what's the crack? It's your big boy, Simo Simicard, Simmer Frame, a.k.a. The Real Sim Shady.
I'm Monkfish, I'm back and I have the fresh Delphius, haven't seen me yet with my new teeth, but here I am.
Are they new teeth? Or they're not new teeth?
They're not new teeth, but they're like teeth with teeth over them.
They're not teeth with teeth over them.
Composite teeth.
Diamond Smile, make sure you check them out, they're at Parnell Street.
Yeah, go in. Don't be messing.
120 a tooth, or if you want a tenner off, make sure you say me.
Shoshin lashes?
Mad, isn't it?
They're good teeth.
They're grand, they're grand teeth. Someone asked me where they mean natural teeth.
Yeah, that's they're
but
true.
They're not. They're really, just really, really not.
Then he wind them down to little cocktail sticks and screw the fellas on.
Yeah. Oh, he'd love to get screw ins.
Would you though?
Yeah.
You have to get them knocked down.
What
first.
Did he put on there? There's a coat of varnish.
No, do you know like a filling? Do you know like a filling? What they put in a filling?
Yeah.
It's but
no,
it's
we actually don't.
It's different, like a fucking composite, so like the brightness and all that crack. And they just mold all your teeth and then shave around it.
That's grand job.
Grand.
What happens if that's just the wear away? You just got yellow lashes back there.
You're just back to normal.
Just back to
full pain out 1,000 quid again.
That's where they'll get you.
But no, we're here. Welcome back. And look,
it's
that
wild
boy now. Who we have on this week? We have one. What would we say?
One fourth
here, and then virtually we have Mr. OD coming to Donahue.
One and a half fourth.
Two thirds divided by the square root of 64.
Wild youth.
Yeah, exactly. And here, if you are looking at us, and why we're looking on the floor is because Connor couldn't make it, so he's actually on Zoom.
Connor is actually in Barbados at the minute.
Yeah. He's hiding in out of the sun there.
He's some tan on him though.
Ah, look at him.
Look
at
Some colour.
He definitely has a ring light on, doesn't he?
Do you have a ring light?
No, that's Barbados. It's a natural light at night time.
Natural sun.
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
Listen, I know I seen you last weekend.
You did indeed, yeah.
You had a great weekend.
Yeah, down the Seafield.
Down the Seafield, what a hotel.
Unbelievable.
What a hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
But how are you?
How am I? I'm good. Yeah. Excited, you know.
Excited.
Big week.
Big week ahead.
Big week. Yeah, like, I mean, between, like, all of us, we've been doing so much between doing promo and just getting feet in the ground and letting people know what's going on. You know, we're in rehearsals pretty much non-stop and just trying to perfect this to the best we can.
Yeah.
Fine tune, as they say.
Fine tune, that's it.
Fine tune.
Shaving the edges.
And how are you finding, Connor?
Oh, this is mad interaction, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exciting, it's something new. Yeah, we're having a good time.
You feeling any pressure?
Do you feel pressure, boys, or what? Sorry, Connor, can you feel any pressure or any sorts of like that? I was waiting for him to say pressures for deep sea divers.
I think we all kind of block it out, but I presume, yeah, on the night we'll always question why we've ever played music.
Yeah, 100% you will enjoy it. Like, once you start enjoying it, don't you? Like, it's the pressure just disappears then, doesn't it?
It does, because you know where you're at then. You can't turn away. I mean, it's like some of the gigs we've done, we've been, like, you know, fortunate enough to play some, you know, massive stages and main stage.
Yeah, EP.
Picnic or,
oh, give me insight, you know, on it, come on.
You'd be a bit, like, before you go on, naturally, you're like, your nerves take over. Like, for me anyway, the knees kind of tremble a bit, and you're like, oh, and then the minute you get up there, it just reminds you why you practice, why the songs.
You know, it's a great feeling.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I'd say that's going to be the same on Friday. Naturally, because you're representing your country. That's a huge...
Come on, Ireland.
We don't want no turkeys
anymore. Monday,
will
you?
We're going to send 4 new turkeys.
Yeah.
Like, what were we actually thinking to send him twice?
We weren't thinking, obviously.
We actually sent a tranquilicus doll. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Dusting the turkey. What a sad act.
What was it for... something dupe point or something. What was that?
New point. How many points?
Landed new point.
I love it. Like, who even come up with this? Seriously. Yeah,
no. Please God, we don't get that.
And how's the prep and all going? Is it going well?
Yeah, I'll let Connor take this one.
Yeah, go on, Connor. Walk away. How's prep going?
And yeah. Rehearsal, trying to make the performance as good as we can. So yeah, it's been good.
Where's the
he's saying,
with the guy with the white hair, isn't it?
Yeah, because the lads were watching. They had, when I came in, they had like the bleeding late show performances on, and like all the videos. If you're in here, you'd see. There's a big screen here.
Yeah, you're missing out big time. Basically, what he's saying.
There's one youth, we are one on there, which is savage. Yeah, and Connor is singing on this one.
Yeah,
on
deadly.
Supplied a fucking powerful vocal, if I can say so. Like,
love it.
Unbelievable, huge. And I think with that, you know, it even ties into the song title, We Are One. It's all supportive of each other.
Exactly.
And of the song, and going up there and performing it as one.
What was the word he used earlier for the anthem?
It's an anthemic song.
That's the love it.
Yeah, it's a, I love it. Would you agree, Connor? It's like... We Are One is definitely anthemic.
That's a great
word. We Are One generate from? Like, where did it originate from? Like, Connor's the man to ask, obviously.
Yeah. Who's a songwriter?
Oh, are you a songwriter as well? Yeah.
I wrote it over in Stockholm. I was over there writing. I kind of go over there maybe like 2 or 3 weeks a year and kind of write.
What is it? Is it just like a quiet enough place?
Is that your happy
just
place?
To chill out, like, and think and write.
No, it's just like there's loads of
mushrooms. My bad. PC. I'm sorry. But yeah. And you're looking in the windows and remember stuff.
I met this guy who had written the main theme song for Eurovision, the movie.
What?
And he's written songs for like Britney Spears and Kelly Clarkson and stuff, and we went into the studio together. And then I just had the piano written and the kind of vocal for the chorus.
Love it.
And
that's a class.
Kind of wrote the song in like a couple hours.
That is mad, isn't it? Love the feeling of going to a studio and just fucking record some, just be in there, just vibing.
You're doing that right now.
No, but like a proper.
Yeah.
I know this
that.
Is our happy just place, but like I mean, like proper big music when you see Dr. Dre on a big huge board,
just lying on it. He's not actually doing it. Just lying on the board.
Yeah, like, did you ever see them like films now where like they go into a studio and some fella's just like. Somehow just playing some song and then they're like, oh, I have a few words for that.
Yeah,
and then it's
just
like, all comes together and you're like, that's definitely not how it works.
Yeah,
there's
like
definitely people killing each other in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. God, yeah.
Have you ever had a little run-in or not with each other?
Have you ever had a what?
Like a run-in, not a run-in, but like a little clash with the music. Like, not obviously not publicly, but like behind, you know, like, oh, you
they're all one up. Like
if you look at it, like a band is a family, you know, and you're in... close quarters a lot of the time. Everyone's also got ideas and opinions only to for the want of the better the band,
of course.
But like your own family, you could like you wouldn't go a fucking year without wanting to batter your sister
of course,
the brother. And there's these
that's
moments
true,
where you know you do get touchy, but what we do is we talk about it, we put it out there, you make your peace of where one person's coming from, and it never kind of it doesn't drag into the next stage.
Yeah.
It doesn't drag
over.
You know, you just if
that's
you're annoyed,
it.
Sometimes it's better sometimes to vent it out of you, because otherwise this shit manifests, and then before you know it, you're thinking stuff which isn't even fucking true. So I think in a lot of it, and I think we've grown to be more mature as well with it. Would you agree, Con? Or just how we kind of approach anything now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You just learn, to be honest. It's like a fucking waste of time.
What's going on here?
Like holding things and being precious. You have to just leave. Especially when it comes to music, you have to leave your ego at the door and just kind of, you know.
That's exactly it. Just get on with it.
At the end of the day, it's just throwing ideas together, really, isn't it?
What?
At the end of the day, like, so you just have to throw all your ideas together and just sort of just run with it, don't you? Like, you can't.
Just kind of see what comes out of it. Yeah, because everyone has ideas, especially with Connor. Like, you know, Connor is the songwriter and he is at the forefront and he is you know, just doing so much and behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So obviously then sometimes you come in and Connor's got these great ideas and you haven't been there for the process. You weren't there for all the days and the hours and the conversation building up to it. So you just get some time, I guess could be like an end result. And if you're not happy with it, you say it, you know, because you're in your right to. But then at the same time, it's easy for them, for people to be offended by, you know, why you don't like it, because you haven't been there for the whole process, you know, because everyone's working on stuff individually for the better of the band. Yeah. And then there's a lot, obviously, that we all do together. So it's just about being, you know, I guess, patient with some of the processes and being understanding of each other what everyone's trying to achieve for the greater good, which is, you know, Wild Youth.
Wild Youth, what a name.
Where did the name come from?
They were Wild and Youth.
Did someone come up with it, or was it a together thing?
That was like a name generator.
Yeah, yeah, that was that AI thing. Went in that CGB or whatever chat. Give us band name.
Yeah, yeah, with it, with a high pitch.
Yeah. I'm actually singing.
So, was it just randomly thought up, or just...
Yeah, just random.
Yeah, calm.
Has to be. And give us a bit about that and a bit about, like...
I think we've forgotten.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. It seems like...
I saw it in, I don't know, I saw it in an article or a newspaper article one time. Where, like, with band names, it's such a weird thing, because no matter what you're sending in, it just sounds shit until you have music.
Until it suits your music, name, it'll get you.
Said, lads, I've got the name, Kings of Leon. Everyone probably no way.
Yeah, no way, yeah. That's a good point.
Or
if I said like
U2, like, what a fucking biggest band on the planet, and you listen.
That
to
is actually
right.
That's actually mad, right? See the way he mentioned U2. I was only talking about U2 today.
Yeah.
Right. Why the fuck are U2 on everybody's poxy phone on iPhones? It's just there.
That was a big mistake.
Wasn't it? I remember there was more about that years ago.
Yeah, that was it. They had done a deal.
Say that
with
again,
Con.
They signed a deal with Apple. So Apple bought the rights to their album, and then Apple put their album on everyone's phone. It wasn't U2 that decided to do it. They had sold the rights to their album to Apple.
What? That's mad.
Made that decision to upload that album onto
everyone's
phone.
I knew that.
Well, so you had to listen to YouTube.
There was more about a couple of years back. Yeah, everyone was like, "Why are these on my phone?"
Yeah, Bono had to put out a statement apologising, saying, "Look, it should have been done better. We thought it was a good idea. We had the best intentions.
No one listens to our music anymore. This is the way we're gonna get it out. We're old and we fucking have blue glasses. I'm a mad looking thing.
No, he's got glaucoma, he can't see.
God, that old chestnut.
Hey, look at Con there now on his first day. So you should be here, man. You'll be having great crack, I tell you.
I just had some of those mushrooms.
He's looking out the window at that beach, he's ready to go out.
Cal, tell me what's gonna happen on Friday. Talk me through Friday.
Hopefully we're fucking representing our country.
Talk us through your week. Talk us through what's happening. What's the process? What is the process for Eurovision or whatever?
There's so many moving pieces. Obviously the song is most important. It's a song competition, you know, but then there's the visual aspect and making sure that, you know, we're representing ourselves, you know, the best we can. We're also in good shape, as Connor says. Like, a lot of us are fucking going to the gym, diet, trying to keep our head in a good place.
Oh, is that actually a big thing?
No, well, it's the best thing to do, because not only do you
gym
feel
is a
better,
great spot.
For mental health, it deals with so much, because it gets rid of anxiety. It can also help you. You're looking the best you can. And as long as you're going, you know, even if you're not absolutely bleeding ripped, you know, come whatever time you're aiming for, you know that you're doing your best.
100%.
So we've been doing so much of that to try and keep ourselves strong, eat well, keep the skin healthy. But mainly, building up to this, it's been rehearsals, a lot of mood boards, hasn't it, Con? Trying to figure out...
Talk to me about mood boards. What's that?
What's a mood board, Con?
A mood board is where if you want to kind of figure out the theme of the lighting for your stage, if you want to figure out how the stage is going to look, if you want to figure out how everyone will be placed on the stage, like four different like shades of lighting that I like, and I can pick four different kind of stages that I like, and I can pick pick four different whatever, and then what will happen is you send that to the programmer, and then what they'll do is they'll combine everything that you like into make it your kind of unique. Kind of like whatever's in your head, and you put whatever's in your head on a board essentially, and they then transform that into
that's cool, yeah.
It's a lot handier because you're looking at it.
Is it called a mood board because it's setting a mood for the people watching? Or is it a mood board for yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
Is it?
It's a mood board to like set
the tone.
For what people are watching.
Set the mood. That's
think what that kid does in School of Rock. Brings all the business.
He does. Setting up the mood board. Yeah, you first seen the mood board. See what I mean?
Yeah.
No messing. But that's it. Like, between various ideas of different colours and different, you know, ways we want, obviously, to represent the, you know, Wild Youth. And like Connor as well, he's had some like really great, which you'll see on Friday, you know, is the best way. And
where can we see it on Friday?
It's well, you'll be on the Late Late Show at 9:30 it starts, and we have been informed that we are band five.
Band five, people. Make sure you dial that phone. Make sure you ring, whatever you got to do, and text 5.
Yeah. Don't listen to any of that. There'll be a phone number.
Don't ring us because we won't be able to put it through for you.
I'll put Good Works number up there for you.
That's mad. So, like, the Lele host, Tubbs, they basically host the, what would you call it?
Irish.
Like a battle song.
The Euro song is the Irish one.
It's the actual tournament to
get to Eurovision. Right. Yeah, so there's been, obviously, I think it was like over 2,000 applicants, was there, Con?
That's a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot.
2,500.
And have you come across?
We've got down to 6, and we're one of them. So that in itself has been great, you know what I mean?
Who are the six?
So the six, they're great.
Robbie Rotten or something you were saying, is it?
Who?
Robbie Rotten!
That's your man out of fucking Lazy Town, is it?
Yeah. What's his name?
Robbie Rotten!
He's out here on music.
He's out here robbing a bleeding Euro song.
Who is he? What's his name?
Johnny Rotten. Robbie Rotten's better.
Robbie Rotten needs to change that.
But his name is John Lydon. Johnny Rotten was like his stage name for when he was the lead singer in the Sex Pistols. Sex Pistols dating back probably to, I believe, was it late 70s, early 80s?
They're before the First World War, are they?
They started it. Yeah, they were all about anarchy and stuff like that. Great band that, like, I listen to.
Hey, look, time is gone. Good luck to us. The boys are here now. Wild Youth.
Who else is in it? Do you know anyone else? The last?
Yeah, what's the other names, Con? Or a few of them. There's a great girl with a song called Wild, weirdly enough, and she's great.
Wild?
Yeah, it's the name of her song going in for the contest.
There's a girl
God damn.
Shit, sorry, man, you're glitching there. Come back to me.
God damn Tesco Mobile.
Tesco Mobile.
Are you there? Say it again, mate. Yeah, sorry, the bleeding laptop shitting itself.
Sorry.
Yeah. go for it. Say about whoever's there, because anything that goes on and gets glitched, remember, this is a free for all chat, and then obviously the lads come in and they just edit bits and just snip it all together.
But you're back normal.
You're back normal there now, Con. So what's your one's name? The girl with the. The sings
who,
Wild.
Who are the ones that are taking part in it? Do you know?
It's not Jedward anyway.
It's a girl called Conley.
Right.
That's a great name.
Is that who's singing Wild?
Adjutee.
Is it Adjutee? Are you
called
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adjective.
Adjective.
Adjective. Adjective.
But anyway, yeah, that's Glitchtown United.
Glitchtown, there must be something up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask him that as well. I wanted to ask him about, has anyone, like, he's written a song that didn't make it to the band, did someone sell his songs to other people?
Well, he also does, yeah. He wrote songs with, he wrote Leah Hart's Christmas song with her.
Who's Leah Hart?
Leah Hart, an amazing Leah artist. She's only supporting Lewis Capaldi on Monday in the Tree Arena.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. So she's flying it, and then her Christmas song got to like a couple of mil, I think it was, streams, which she helped write. And then also, there's another Irish artist called, excuse me, Moncrief.
He
was on the main stage of Picnic.
He's real, what's that word?
He's real Moncrief.
Oh,
no, he's real funky, isn't he? Style, like funky style.
He's kind of, it's very good. No, it's kind of like soulful pop. Like he's kind of like, I guess he's kind of like, it's real pop vocal. Do you know?
Sam Smith.
He's going out. Yeah, he's got a bit of that. It's very powerful the way he sings. You know, he's muscly dude. He's in great shape. Sweetheart of a guy, like blonde hair and. Yeah, his songs are great, and Connor's written a few with him. Like
that's class.
It is. It's good. Like, and everyone just kind of helps out one another as well. Yeah. Just do what you can.
Talk us through your experience of EP. Was that your biggest stage?
No, Croke Park was, which was.
Whoa, was you were there in Croke Park.
So yeah, we supported Westlife for two nights in Croke Park with.
That's savage.
Huge
Westlife, aren't though?
Yeah, great live band. Yeah, I mean, biggest.
I'd rather shave me toenails off with a fucking angle grinder. I'd
rather drag me sack through some shattered glass.
I would. Boys, I'd love to see you.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they're lovely lads, and they were kind enough to take us on the tour.
That's savage.
The Croke Park, man, is a different level. I'm only from around the beating corner in Jobstown, going up on stage. It's only something I dreamt of, you know, being posters on the wall and drumming in the kitchen, wrecking me bleeding poor man's head.
Deadly.
And then you go up there, and that's when your knees are kind of going. That's when you're a little bit like, wow,
yeah,
this
fucking
is
trembling.
Real. You can hear them all rumbling and seats and stuff. But like, we obviously played to, I think we played to something like 60,000.
Wow.
I thought it was 80, but because we were support, still 60,000.
That's
like,
still a lot.
So
we
played to 120,000 people over 2 days.
Lord.
You know, and that's on stage for 40 minutes where you just.
Giving it sucks. Your top hat. Did your top come off?
Huh?
Did you take your top off?
I went down the vest so I could already lose the sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I
was thinking far ahead.
Yes, you were.
So get the pants down at the end. Yeah.
And would that be for yourself? Obviously, you can't answer for the lads. But would that be
up there?
Your top, one of your top experiences.
Yeah,
I think. What about Brazil and all this, carry on? Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, if I was to go to anything, I'd say with like Electric Picnic was probably the best one because we were playing at 3 o'clock during the day.
Oh,
on a Saturday,
the sun.
Where it's the sun. But we didn't think, no one really knew who we were. No one was going to come and see us. Everyone's out probably hanging together from the Friday. So we're like, right, this could be hit or miss, right? So
yeah,
we get off, and before we go on, there's a couple of thousand people there, but it's, you know, there's patches of emptiness, and we know we're not on for another half an hour. And it's the first time we did it, it was 2019, and we're like, oh my god, right, but no matter what, we just go up and do our best.
Course,
you're behind
yeah.
the stage, you don't see pass out through the curtain,
because
you're kind of just getting yourself together and you're kind of getting hyped. And then we went out, and it was recorded as the highest capacity at that time on the main stage.
Deadly.
It was 26,000 people crammed into
God.
The main stage.
And you were giving it
during
sucks.
The day when most people,
I remember
people
it.
Show up.
It was savage.
You there?
I was
you
there.
Were there, weren't you?
I
yeah,
showed
yeah,
me
yeah.
way up to the front and all of it.
Jeez, man.
It
and he threw his boxes and all
out. It was
I did. I remember landing on my head.
Now, here, do you know what? Do you know what? And without sounding soppy, I actually took a video. And
sure.
I was saying to myself, do you know what's mad? This fella is only from across the road.
There he is,
and there he is, all these people fucking screaming and fucking shoving each other, like was madness.
It was amazing. It was chaos as well, because I looked down and like there was people like pushing around and getting the mix, and then there's me dad just standing there crying. I was like, Phil, I love you, but I don't come to your fucking job and start crying. I'm up here working, man. You're breaking me. I'm like, I know you're proud.
Deadly.
He's a fucking legend, but
I
felt emotional. And like, he's been there for everything. Like, my dad is, he's my best mate, as you know, my dad. Like,
he's a legend.
You met my dad, Simon?
I don't think so.
No,
I can't wait till I do.
He's a fucking legend, man. He's my musical
manager and all, wasn't he? Is he still involved?
No, well, he does. He was managing a band for a while, then he stopped and he went on to manage other bands. He tour manages now with the Beach Boys, the bootleg Beach
Class.
Boys, you know, with Joe Leach and all.
They don't
Australia.
Oh my
god,
they're actually playing this Sunday. Little plug for them, Civic Theatre. I think it's Frankie Valley. The Beach Boys.
Monksy's gonna have to go.
Yeah, I'm going as well with the missus. We're gonna go over there. I'm going to see John Williams Sunday in the Civic Theatre.
How do we get tickets?
It's sold out.
Probably.
So you go down there
I'll
and you
have to text him.
Yeah, that's yeah. Yeah, you get a plug. That's
say,
camera kit. Get them in.
Camera kit.
HCHH. You're established. You go in and go. Do you not know
who
the fuck we are.
We're here to interview these.
We are going to be in.
Yeah.
Just walk in. Sorry. Just a sec, lads. Sorry, everyone.
So, like, when did you start?
So, get the lights up a little bit. Yeah, it's fucking shined up here.
And what they're playing the Civic, that's a good spot. We were asked to do it out there, weren't we? A live show, but
that'd be great. Well, I think with now you should definitely do it. You guys are on fucking fire. The place looks great. Bring this on the road. You know, and there's a lot to be said for podcasts and a lot of great people doing it. You know, either between the two Johnnies and then what's that girl's name? Vogue and
Joanne
McNally. Oh, my missus loves her.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. But like, I wouldn't really be like, I don't listen to it. I listen to it, you know, passively through the missus having it on. But I'm fucking super proud for them, because fair play. I've known Vogue for a while. I met Joanne for the first time at Picnic, and she was a sweetheart. Katie really just creamed herself. She was is this Ronan Nelly? Sorry, baby. Do not. We'll edit that one for you.
I love it.
You look
at them. That's brilliant.
They're doing like five, for like definitely more than two, three arenas off the back of podcasting. You know, so that the market is there. It's what I mean.
But you know what you have to say though? Them people are going into the podcast game with backgrounds already.
To be fair, it definitely helps. But a lot of them came from having to do this. It's the grind as well.
Of course, it's grind.
As quick as people get there, with that help, sometimes as quick as they can fall. With an organic, natural push, and like, especially the stuff yous are doing, I can see the studio, it's banging, the mics are great, the cameras are great, yous are bleeding average at best. It'll happen.
It will. Average Joe Soaps make it every day.
No, yous are fucking brilliant. And I swear to God, kudos to yous.
Yeah, 100% poor. Look, what? It's mad.
I'm taking me time here now. Like, I'm grand now. Let's just keep going. I'll just live here for the
night. Yeah, 100%.
But so fucking, I'll take that watch off you, though, know, Saturday.
What, me Fitbit?
Yeah.
And you could, yeah. Get me steps up, do a few laps of the block.
Yeah,
well, Con lives in
free
London.
Free themselves, but, like, Con lives in London.
Con lives in London. It's just handier for him. There's no studios over here to ride in as much as, like, London has, where everybody
is expensive to get into the studio?
Thousands, mate. Kind of studio. Then you got to pay for the engineer. Then you got to pay for the producer. Then sometimes it's rental of gear for certain microphones or certain voices and stuff.
Yeah, I remember fucking my board went to one out in Hoth.
Yeah.
Years ago,
you put that back on for continuity. I should stick this back.
No,
on.
Sorry.
No, but to start it with it doesn't make. We're not there.
Yeah, she went to one out in Hoth. Our ma got it for a Christmas present.
Yeah, yeah.
And fucking £700 to record three songs.
Yeah, man, Jesus, that's fucking.
And it was literally like covers, so like,
yes,
it wasn't that fancy. Like, it was just
sweet, isn't it?
Probably would have took him an hour to show the two of them together. Like,
yeah, and that's it. But then again, like, some of the shoes like Grouse Lodge were like Michael Jackson.
Like, God rest him.
God rest his soul. He's gonna be the next.
It's Bridges Day as well.
It actually is.
It's
the bank holiday on Monday.
Oh, it's changed, isn't it? Yeah, it used to be
Bridget's
the 4th or something.
Why is that murder about St. Bridget all of a sudden?
Because they changed the days. It's the 6th now instead of the 4th. It was originally the
4th. I only looked at my calendar today, so reason I know that. I have no clue what it was.
Yeah, it was originally the 4th, but they changed it to the 6th for some reason. I don't know what the fuck. Ticks. He must have found an old notebook or something.
Yeah, yeah, something dodgy. Up in the attic.
Yeah.
It was on the 6th,
and they're like, bollocks!
Bollocks!
You had on the 4th forever.
Forever. Fuck's sake. What to do with me February
All the skills are like, we're after making the Bridges cross already.
Whose calendar did he check? Fucking Archimedes.
The Chinese calendar.
What a name, old Archimedes.
Yeah, what a name,
Archimedes.
What a fucking name. You've been reading today.
Yeah. What a name.
And I'm dyslexic and I can't even write.
Yeah, I'm not a poxy word to be dyslexic with. Let's find the most poxy word to give people who have a difficulty
you know what he
in spelling.
Did? You know what he did on a podcast?
Evil genius.
He's an evil tramp.
Well,
that's him. He put me up against a girl, Amber, her name is.
Dyslexia.
And she also has dyslexia, yeah. And it was a spelling competition.
Little spelling bee with them. And they
won me.
He gave her the hard words.
No, he didn't. No, he gave her a vegetable. And she went, V-E-G, edible.
Vegetable.
T-E-A-B-E-L-A-E-A-L. And I was like, what the fuck is
you
saying?
You will never understand how mad it is.
I won't because I can read.
This is a mad thing. I did them marches with my dad.
Did you?
So my dad was up there with, what's that man's name? Paul Murphy, wasn't it? The Anti-Austerity Alliance.
Yeah.
Triple A's.
Triple A batteries, remember
them? Yeah, serious jobbies.
L. John Burton.
John Burt, remember his dad was up there?
Water balloons.
Going out there, water balloons, standing in front of the car. Didn't some lad, though, get fucking arrested?
Yet?
You were just in the road.
And some people...
No such thing as peaceful protest anymore.
Yeah, my man sat in front of them as well.
Is she?
And they just went...
They just lifted them.
Lifted us all up.
There's no such thing as peaceful protest anymore. It's not as bad as America, though. They get fucking sprayed in the face, battered with bats.
But here, speaking of Jobstown, what is it like to be just on the way up and be from a disadvantaged area? What's it like? What was?
I feel proud. Like, you know,
Proud of you.
You know, I wouldn't change it for the world. Jobstown's like where my heart has been, where I grew up, where I learned fucking playing football, street smarts, good lads, mad lads. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking, and it's difficult, especially like, you know, I wasn't really for school. I was a messer, you know. I was grand at school for a few years, and then I just stopped giving a shite. Know what I mean? I think, you know, the stuff they teach you in school, it's a very dated system. You know, it's all pretty much like a warehouse or like a factory line worker where it's stick your hand up to go to the toilet, stick your hand up to ask a question, which is then the exact same when you get in a factory line, which is really dated, where I don't need to be filling my brain with fucking types of stones and sedimentary rocks and limescale or limestone clouds, few cirruses, few stratuses. I get it. I couldn't tell you which one is either of them, but I could probably prefer to like know how to fix my bloom washing machine when it's
Do some taxes.
How do I get my taxes done? Can't do accounts. Exactly. How do I get car insurance for the first time? How do I get a mortgage?
They need
You know, I don't know. I didn't know any of that.
How do I apply for a house? How do I do anything?
Why don't we set up our own school?
Absolutely.
Like Zoolander,
this will be a Zoolander. This is real.
Maybe not Ants,
but maybe this will be at least 10 times.
That was brilliant.
What a movie.
What a film. Like,
what a film. They nailed that.
That was quality.
That was a good time for movies when the bleeding Audi. Superbad, Stepwars, fucking Zoolander.
And now it's just all PC, isn't it, really?
You can't say it anymore, so I won't even say anything.
No, we won't.
Yeah. It's so easy to get cancelled nowadays.
Yeah.
So watching The Office the other day, I love The American Office. Love the UK American Office with that, but I watched that during the pandemic just a binge on.
No one else,
you can jump in on any episode.
No one else could play Shrew.
Oh, not a fucking Dwight Shrew. No, not a chance of it. Your man was saying, "Ray,
man, what a man,
unbelievable." He just took it to a different level, do you know? And like he's brilliant. Then your man Steve Carell
is the funniest fella ever.
Michael Scott, he's unbelievable.
Doesn't he look so smart, but
he's so
thick. I think it makes it that good.
Did you ever see Dinner with the Schmucks?
Yeah, brilliant.
I'm wondering how I said, because Katie was asking you the night. That's the one watch it. And I was like, I've seen it, but I don't know.
He's what you call that?
He finds all roadkill mice.
What's that word? And they like stuffed them and.
Oh, I know it.
Taxidermy.
Taxidermy, nicely done.
Yeah. Taxidermy.
He makes a little mice family and all.
So you've had, I can't even say it now. What's the tran? You stick your hand up the bleeding puppet.
Tranquility stalls.
That fucking tranquil. Yeah, and then fucking
Archimedes.
He is on a fucking. You're not dyslexic. You're pretending.
Yeah,
I am. You can't win that spelling. You cheated.
Oh,
basically, give it back to that lady. I think he puts it on now.
I think
to be honest.
He does. Yeah.
It's
just to get on your level.
I hope. Do you know what? I hope it's not. I hope you're not claiming disability and we ratted you.
So are you saying we have disabilities?
Dyslexia is a disability now.
Depends on how much money he's making off the doll.
No, actually, you don't get anything.
Yeah, look at that face.
Dana,
can we get a close up?
We don't get anything.
We as in us as a group of people.
Yeah. We are one.
There's just a way.
We are the dyslexic people down at the fucking dole office.
He's still on dyslexia.
And so are you trying to say that I'm on the dole?
Yeah, eh?
No.
Well, where do you collect your disability money?
You don't get disability money.
It goes up to the shop.
Is this one actually serious here, people? Let's cancel monks.
You're missing a bee here. You are missing out here. You need to get on.
Can we cancel monks?
You can't get cancelled if you don't let them.
There's so many levels here. I'm just trying to figure out where we started. Never mind where we're going.
What do you have again?
Friday. Figuring out whether dyslexia is what did you call it? A disability.
So he's made it to the halfway point. This is the halfway point here now where we say thank you to our sponsor. Help us out here big time.
Yep. CameraKit.ie. Down in Terminal Business Park. Go down, get your high-end quality cameras, audio and lighting. If you can't find them, go into the link in our bio.
Make sure you do it. Check it out and let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. It's a disease. It's not that.
Look,
it's
if you come
disorder.
To our school,
it's a disorder.
If you come to our school, you can go to PE. You can skip and go to PE if you have dyslexia in our school.
All right, I'll tell you the story then.
Yeah, go on.
So back in Thomas's, we all went there.
Yeah,
yeah. Shout out St. Thomas's.
Yeah, go on.
Which Miss O'Shea.
Yeah, yeah. Miss
Fenley. Mr. Fenley.
No, it was not Bronson.
Oh, well, you were older again, actually. Yeah,
she was stunning. I
what about Mr. Melrick? Did you have Melrick?
Mr. Melrick?
Remember him? Else Melrick.
I feel like my grandma had him.
I don't
well.
Think so.
No, I think he did.
Mr. Melrick.
He was drinking vodka to beat the band.
He was locked
every day. That's only me water,
boy. Yeah, the weather man. That's what I remember.
He'd be like going around with his oversized suit.
Brilliant. Remember when we was calling that? The weather man, because he was spitting everywhere.
You'd be so down to
Chandler. You'd want the nails, not the weather.
You'd get locked all the vodka going into your pores.
Yeah, but
St. Thomas's
school. I was dyslexic growing up. Still
not a disability disclaimer.
I was in an extra reading class because I couldn't read. I never got
Whoa,
to
hold on.
He does have dyslexia.
This fella cannot read. Let's put him in an extra reading class. And let's talk to him even more.
Well,
more difficult.
Not like Shane does all that. Let's put something
replace
like
replace it with some
images
else.
Or something like it.
Well, it was actually called an extra English class.
Oh,
like comprehension and stuff like that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know yourself?
Yeah.
Like so. But I was in a separate class, so I was segregated as well from my own class.
When you came back, you were doing double English.
Like, yeah,
so don't tell me this is a disability and it's
torture.
So if people from the Jobson area remember room two, that's where I was.
What, on his own
room,
just reading.
With people,
you used to do lions in room two.
Yeah, but that was lions. If you got in trouble, I will not mess again.
Yeah.
Not
like
the other thing.
Loads of time. Yeah.
But anyway, I'll get to the part that I'm talking about. When room two had PE, I was allowed, because there was only six or eight of us in the class, I was allowed to go to my original class and knock on the door and say,
Pick someone
for PE. And you know, I used to love it. I used to go in and say, and who wants to come and pee? And everyone's
like,
oh,
you're
like
a VIP man when you walk back in the class.
So
yeah.
I'd pick a mate and say, come on, we go game football or whatever.
Halfway,
yeah. And then you bring them back to class and then you'd be just sitting there. Just looking at the phone.
Yeah, that's the best story ever then. And that just sounds like prison when you think about it. You've been in there for solitary confinement doing double, triple English all day. You've been doing lines and
go
class
on out
two.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Get a bit of air.
Go and get a bit of sunlight.
Come on,
so
yeah, come
you've
on
been
and
in
then
there.
Come back in,
like,
you're grand.
It's a poxy-dated system.
It is.
You know what I mean? Segregation, bit of torture.
But yeah, you
double English and you have dyslexia. Like,
you definitely will. You definitely will win Eurovision.
In a full circle round of events, we're gonna win the Eurovision.
Yeah, but
he is
a local lad. He's a Jobstonian at heart.
A Jobstonian.
And please vote for the guys. Come on.
Yeah, make sure you vote for them. And look, if you don't vote for them, vote for Sinn Féin.
A vote for Ward is a vote forward.
Exactly what the lad said.
Simo was mentioning your chain.
Yeah. Give us a little
story
on
about
the
chain. You have your chain of wealth.
So you'd noticed it, didn't you? What'd you say? You'd seen it in like a one or a bit, haven't you?
Yeah.
And like, my missus got me this, I'd say about 2, maybe 3 years ago.
Shout
and,
out to missus.
Yeah, to Katie Slane.
Hello,
Katie McAdam.
Yeah, oh, love it.
No relation to Tara McAdam.
I love it.
No, otherwise, I have bank balance.
Listen,
I have nothing.
She doesn't know yet, but he booked us in to interview the guests
of the wedding.
Of the wedding.
Everyone's coming to Porto.
Middle of your vows. Yeah, and how do you feel today?
Yeah.
But yeah, let him tell his goddamn story.
Yeah, so this fella, I just liked it. The missus knows the kind of like symbolic things, and there was a bit of symbology in this, was kind of the upside down of the all seeing eye.
Yeah,
the
I'll
old
go down
the
conspiracy
eye.
Theories
I love
today,
it.
But
yeah.
We'll do that
another time.
But it's also, I look at it as anchoring me. You know, that's not the guy. It's just an upside down triangle at the end of the fucking day. Listen,
pointing at the ground.
Oh, come
keeping
on,
you grounded.
Keeping you grounded. Keeping your mind on fucking hard work you've done and you know what you've achieved and where we're going. Just hopefully fucking.
You're on as for us today. I was telling Monksy there recently. I was looking. I've been waiting for the following on our account to go to A, 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 because it means that the double eights or the triple eights or the four eights means that you're on your right path in life, in business, and with any of your goals.
Numerology.
Yeah.
And that's a this is amazing you said that. This is the thing. I got this tattoo on the 11th of the 11th.
I love
last
it.
Last year. Whoa.
I love it.
Because 11-11 numerology is to say, it's supposed to mean you're on the right path.
And we're going to get into that.
You see it ever. And I've got... You better get out some numbers, son.
So we have 444. That's course. For protection from evil thoughts.
There you go.
What is it?
This is my... Wait,
I'll wait for it. 141. If anyone wants to ring me, let me know.
I actually
need to get one. I wanted to get a big one. Do you know, do you ever see people the way they get like date of birth, but they're them big numbers like yours, the 444?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get one like that. I might get one across me toy.
Across your toy.
I might get it 1997.
Then you'll have to edit that.
Yeah,
he was born in like 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, go on, Millennium.
Yeah, let's just put a different number over there.
And edit. Cut two. So where did you get that triangle bracelet from?
So I will ask you another question. So
do.
See, with Wild Youth, yeah? Where does Wild Youth sit in today's market of, like, bands, songwriters and stuff like that? Where is it, like, is it indie music or...
Indie rock, is it?
Yeah, we kind of call it, like, it'd be pop indie, you know, because they're, right. You know, at the end of the day, they're pop written songs in that mind. Also keep it like as energetic as you can, but we always wanted to write songs that had good hooks and melodies, and you know, you'd be singing for the day. Melodies.
That was like something out of that, what's that song called? Regulators.
But here, do you know what,
you need to come back with that. Stand by.
Do you know what's a good do you know what's actually a good, right, it's a mad point, but it's a good point. Do you know when you have like a song that, remember you said your song was on, was it the Air Ad?
Well, yeah. Yeah, good memory.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was the Air Ad. It was on the day of Christmas.
That's
yeah.
What helps, like, stuff like that helps people have, not, you don't want to, lash something down people's throats or lash you into their brains, but it's a good way of, like, that's
subconsciously hearing the song.
Yeah, that always sticks in my head, that ad. Always sticks in my head, that ad.
So they're called sync deals. And if you get yourself on a sync deal, which is like ads, you know, telly, you know, the start of a movie. Like another great one is like, you know, like the song The Start of Scrubs, or like Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers the song.
Oh, we go into it after three.
Yeah. And I just
can't think it. Me now, you're not the boss of me now.
And
you
just
died.
I love that MB.
Oh, what's the MB?
What a film.
Man in Brilliant.
And I see, that's the thing, so huge. So the Air Ad did massive for us, like, as well, because it just got you out there a bit more. Like,
yeah.
We don't have lots of money. We're managing ourselves. Like, you know, like, a lot of people, they assume that because you get something like that,
you just automatically have lots of money. Yeah.
Like,
but it's not
you
always
don't realize
that.
How much everything costs, because a lot of it is, like, you know, when you're going on tour, you know, a lot of the time bands break even because you're paying for the van yourself. You're paying for the fuel that has to get you there. You're paying then for your sound engineer, your light engineer, a guitar tech, a drum tech. They all need to get paid. So because it's a company as well, you understand that, like, we play music, we love what we do, but we take it so seriously, we want to do it for the rest of our lives that,
of course,
like, it's like a limited company.
Yeah, yeah.
So people, you need to make sure that everyone's getting paid. They're getting their wages for the day. Everything's sorted. Then you got to pay for the venue. Then you're paying for merch. Then you're paying the lighting guy has to come to rehearsals, get the right show. And then
there's a lot in it.
There's a lot in it. You're basically backing yourself in the
hustle.
That's
it. So, like, a lot of anything that, because a band is like setting up your own company and getting your brand out there. And what sell is, I guess, escapism.
Yeah,
you know, songs for people to go to work and forget about stuff.
Yeah.
Chill out at home and have a few drinks and have on the back.
Yeah,
it's give people an outlet that it's something everyone gravitates towards. So not everyone, you know, even wants to be a musician. They just like listening. And there's other people who just love playing music and learning it.
Mm.
But it's, the way I look at it, it's the most universal language. No matter where you are or in the world, you'll find
music.
A similarity in music with
always.
Anybody.
Yeah.
You'll find at least one or two freaking at least artists or bands or singers. And it's just that, it just gives people escapism. So I think then as well, that's why we love what we do, but to go full circle, you're not making lots of money. Like when you're on radio, everyone's like, you're getting bleeding loads of money. And you're fine. You're like,
are you signed to a label?
For the tour. Yeah, we're with Universal.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, actually, it's Universal Publishing.
There's a couple of different Universals, isn't there?
There is, yeah. Now, we're with I guess we are. Well, let's just say.
But you're like all grinding for yourselves, and you're doing independently mostly.
Yeah, absolutely. Like everything building up to this Euro song, we're doing ourselves.
Yeah,
and like because no one else is gonna like when you manage yourself, you can't sit there and expect someone to do it.
Yeah,
and we, you know, we go through. We have had managers, and you know, and some of them have been great, and some of it just hasn't worked, unfortunately. But I should probably bring this over from feckin' talking that way. Sometimes it's just better to get back to yourselves and do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, start getting down and getting on the ground and figuring out what works for yourselves before you can take someone in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you don't have all the pieces in the right place, you can't expect someone else to come in and do with your fucking shit that's everywhere.
True, yeah,
you
yeah,
need
true.
To get, be
needs
like,
to see
hey,
what's going on.
Needs to see what's going on. Exactly. And you need to be able to be like, something to present to people to go, I can see what you're doing. I love how you sound. You're also being savvy enough to figure out business plans or next steps.
Yeah.
And then it's like a portfolio. Hey, this is what we can offer.
This
and
is,
we can fucking do it. Just
class.
Believe in us.
Believe. JCFC, believe.
Class. Fucking get it. So that's where we're going for the Eurovision. For like just fucking four lads in Dublin. Just
and it's in Liverpool,
best.
Is it this year?
It's in Liverpool. Absolutely, mate.
That'd be great. That'd
great
be
great city.
So at least you don't have to. You can just hear, points for Ireland.
Yeah. Yes. Hopefully. And
that's Ireland. What
an
experience to have. When you do it,
you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
It's manifested. You're gonna get it.
I love manifestation.
Yeah, man. I think we were talking about that before.
We're gonna do it.
See it, believe it, achieve it.
Yeah.
You know. That's it. I think.
Leave
that's,
it
I can't take that one. I think that's from the fucking Secret or something.
No way.
Did you say something you're in like a maths book or something?
No, it was in double English. Do lines of that. See it, believe it, achieve it.
What do we say? I see myself walking out of here. Yeah, bye.
But no. Manifestation is real. It's a big thing.
It is.
I'm a believer in it, man.
Yeah, 100%. And there is
advocate for it.
And there is such thing as sex manifestation.
Okay. You feel like you want to talk about
this? Yeah, because I kind of said it the other day, but the girls didn't understand what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like one.
Maybe go a second time. This is English part two.
Yeah. And I won't say it because it's not that type of podcast today.
Oh, well, then we'll do it on the next podcast.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Good thinking.
We'll go on the next one.
Real easy to go off the rails.
But,
it's nice.
Come here. Speaking band-wise.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to have a lot of editing to do, motherfucker.
Go on, then. What was your most craziest experience? Doesn't have to be crazy.
That sounds like episode two.
Have we just said this?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Come back to
manifestation. Yeah. Come back for episode two. That's when we get the juicy bits.
Yeah, we're gonna keep that. We're gonna keep that.
That's when we're going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a messy one.
Yeah, I love it. But what was the fucking
the biggest arena we did that? We Grove Park. Favorite.
That's favorite. That's gonna be.
We're gonna say.
Did you not have a list earlier? Oh, that was you actually, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went.
Did we done all that, didn't we?
Did we? I think, I think
we nearly hit the nail on the head.
I think you've absolutely, like,
we did. How long are we recording?
I mean, I haven't got the chance. I don't get to listen to podcasts. I just listen to music.
Yeah.
I listen to some podcasts. They're usually about mindfulness or philosophy. I find quite interesting.
Right.
Just to help deal with any anxieties in the world and
stop
yourself from thinking
too
much.
What I do is I listen to music that makes me happy to fire my anxiety.
Does that, and that works.
Yeah, listen to a lot of Christy Moore or
lovely.
A lot of old souls.
Yeah, and that settles you. Because I think with that, it's finding something, especially after the pandemic. Everyone's, no one is the same person, I believe, who they were going in. Whether it's good or bad, everyone's had to adapt.
This
or
is a good topic of talk, the whole pandemic.
Yeah.
It gets a lot. It doesn't get shown, but we get shadow banned talking about
shit. Get shadow banned? I was going to ask, how does that work, Tommy?
Shadow ban is crap. Like if you talk about anything that goes against the grain, they just shadow
out. Just monitor it. And
who's monitoring it?
YouTube.
There's some fucker sitting there
going, I don't like that word.
But that shouldn't be it because it's like that's like you might as well take all the dictionaries off the fucking shelves. You might as well take Shakespeare off. Like fucking Macbeth, Hamlet, anything that has had expression and word because that's based on that one person's personality. We talk 100%. To someone else and goes, hey, do you not like this word? I don't either. What about the other 7-8 billion people who could potentially want to listen to it?
Yeah.
You know, freedom of speech.
It is mad. But here, I'd like to say best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For Friday.
Thanks for having me, lads.
This is gonna be out Friday.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
No, it will be out. If you are listening now, it's actually Friday morning. And the lads are on what time is on it?
Show starts at half 9
and so tune in
and we're band 5.
Love it. Band 5, remember that.
World
band
Youth.
Band 5, World Youth.
We're band 5.
We'll probably actually do a live, will we?
Yeah, we'll live stream it.
We'll do a live and we'll keep reminding you all. Band 5, yeah. World Youth. You'll see the sexy man here fucking banging away on the pans in the back.
Yeah, them tubs are getting
smacked around. They're going to need new ones afterwards. We're here 100%. Fucking best of luck.
Thank you so much.
I hope you do well, yeah. 100%. Legend. 100%.
Give me this.
Oh, you want this? This is episode 2. Yes. Sorry, but episode 2 is about to kick off here.
Episode 2, we've won the Eurovision. I'm in the same glow as having left.
No, that's class. But look, best of luck.
Thank you.
And look, you know what to say.
Yeah, and if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
And keep your head out the microwave.
Yup. <I know that. laughs>